This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, and Coach Vermeil, the best, man.
The best. We were at the Otho Davis dinner last year, and I'm like, I'm ready to run through a wall right now.
Dude.
And we had dinner with him this offseason. I could not be a bigger fan of Coach. And he still had, there's just, and this is one of the things I miss so much from playing. I just miss coaches talking. I miss the motivational, like, daily messaging. Like, there's just something that, like, pushes you when you're a player that, you know, you lose sight of. And when you hear it again, when you hear an old ball coach talk, it just right away gets the goosebumps. And,
there's something with Coach Vermeil especially, though. Yeah. And maybe it's just those coaches who carry extra weight because they've had extra success and everyone knows that. But with Coach Vermeil, it's almost like it's almost tactile. Like you can feel, it's almost magnetic. It's almost like he puts his hand on your shoulder and it's you can feel the vibes
it's
or something.
Presence. Oh yeah.
There's a magnetic emotional experience when you interact with Dick Vermeil.
He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
So it's unprecedented.
Coach Vermeil shortly. Mike Quick will join us around 8:40 today. Jason, let's get your prediction for the season. So we gave ours earlier. We always give a regular season prediction right before the season began. I went 11-6. John, James, and Rhea all went 13-4.
Yeah.
Regular season, 17 games. What are you thinking?
I like that 13-4 number. I think they'll be better than 11 wins. I mean, this is all, obviously, injuries play some factor in all this. But
yeah,
they're playing a very tough schedule. I mean, and the NFC is a lot better. Tampa Bay is better. Washington's better. Detroit, if they're fully healthy, they'll be better. The Rams, barring Stafford being healthy, they should be better. It's for the last few years, the AFC has been clearly the better conference.
Yeah, three or four great teams up there every year, it feels like.
It feels like the NFC is caught up. And there's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they just got one of the best pass rushers in the league to a team that was already one of the best.
So, and we shouldn't discount a healthy Lions team, man, because I'll tell you this. I know a lot of people listening might not want to hear it. I'll say it. Had a healthy Lions team played a healthy Eagles team, I do not know who would have won the game last year. We can never discount how outstanding Detroit was when healthy.
Detroit was great, and I'll go as far to say Tampa Bay. Like, if they're healthy, too, and they lost Chris Godwin last year, they got a rookie coming up. I think Todd Bowles is the D coordinator. Anyways, the NFC is more loaded than it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I still think they get the 13-4. I still think they're the most talented team in the NFC, like bar none.
Yep.
But it's not going to be as easy as last year.
Congratulations to our winner who's going to be attending the Eagles game tonight. See the banner ceremony and the Eagles beat Dallas. Jeremy in Edgewater Park. Jeremy, congratulations to you, buddy. He wins the tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. The three winning answers, of course, that we'd given you were Buddy, Dick Vermeil, and Ray Rhodes, the three coaches that I think it's fair to say by far embrace the Eagles-Dallas thing the most. Calls in 1 second. Jason, let's get to the injury thing because you had referenced it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So here's the million-dollar question as I perceive it, because to me there's two things with injury. There's what you can do to give yourself the best chance to prevent them.
Yep.
And then there's just bad luck that just, it happens. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Have the Eagles figured out something that's a secret sauce that has given them an advantage that other teams don't have because they've been very uninjured the last couple of years? Have they figured something out, or has it just been an unbelievable run of good luck?
It's both. Yeah. There's neither one of those. There's no hard, fast rule to eliminate injuries from the NFL. They're going to happen.
Yeah,
there are things I think that the science has indicated will, on average, decrease the amount of soft tissue injuries and things that happen to a football team. And I think the Eagles have always been on the forefront of that, and they've done a better job of navigating what that is, as well as also getting good work and repetition. And that was one thing that we kind of fell to the wayside a couple years back. We were so aggressive in trying to reduce injury that I think, and credit to Nick Sirianni and the Eagles organization, they've now pivoted back to like harder training camps and more reps and yada, yada, yada.
Is that after that year when early in the year a bunch of guys had soft tissue? I think it was Deshaun. I remember there was that week two game. It might have been the Aguilar game when he dropped the passes.
Deshaun,
I think there was
also
a bunch of guys that, anyway.
Deshaun was also 34-35.
Yeah.
Like, that happens to 34-35.
Yeah.
I think, in general, you cannot – there is good luck and bad luck, and that is a big thing that has to do with getting injured in the NFL. But there are laws of averages that I think can be manipulated in how you train and how you prepare and how you operate from a schedule and workload capacity. And I think the Eagles are – very much on the forefront of that. So when you combine that with luck, you're getting the types of seasons they had the last couple of years.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
And having said that, they could still, you know, you hurt one wrong person and it makes a big deal.
I mean, look at Tyrese Halliburton and going to NBA.
Correct.
He gets the game seven, the NBA Finals, blows out his Achilles.
I can't remember time I've ever seen a devastating injury like that happen in game seven.
To the best player on a team, I don't ever remember
it
happening.
Like a guy who willed them all the way there, basically. Like, it was just such a harp.
It was awful. It was awful. And, John, one thing I'll say, and I've noticed your evolution with this on Sirianni. This is my sense of your opinion. So the Eagles obviously approached training camp and preseason different than you did and most did back in the day. And you questioned whether it would work and whether it was making them soft.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's Eagles team was as opposite, as soft as anything I've ever seen. I mean, that was one of the most physically imposing and mentally tough teams I ever saw.
And they actually asked to have the pads put back on a couple of occasions during the season, which I was really impressed by, and I appreciated a lot. I think it's just the mindset, the makeup of the guys that they bring in, and it's that we – as fans are reaping the rewards, the team, they do more. They put the work in. They are committed to putting the work in, and they really mean it.
Yeah.
You know, like when given the option, they really do the work.
Yeah, no, last year was so tough, man.
I also think it's a product of their defensive coordinator being an old school curmudgeon, hard nose. Like, that guy is embedding in them all of these, you know, philosophies on a daily basis, and they're embodying that. And, you know, I remember when a lot of this shift happened, right? And it happened at a point in my career where it's like, hey, Jason, we don't need you to practice Wednesday. We need you to get you to game day. And I'm like, dude, I need to practice Wednesday. I need reps. Like, this isn't – I need to be able to make the calls and do this. And it took a lot for me to get to that point where I was taking reps off on Wednesdays. But as you have success with all those, it becomes easier to make these decisions of let's just do less. Less right here. Less right here. And it got to a point that was so clearly – not the way to operate the team, and the players knew it, Nick knew it, and they pivoted so wonderfully last year. And I think Vic, you got to give him credit, man. I think that guy, and it's not even just the way he calls the game, like his whole personality, I think he fits the city so well, and the team has embraced it for sure.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.